It's your show now, so what's it gonna be? Cause people will tune in. How many train wrecks do we need to see before we lose touch? Oh, and we thought this was low. Well, it's bad getting worse. So where'd all the good people go?
Robin Hood Radio presents Jill Goodman and Cosmic Logic.
Cosmic Logic Lab, 7 May 2021. All right, not the Babylon Bee, the Beeb or Auntie itself, 4 May. Quote, Belgian farmer accidentally moves French border. A farmer in Belgium has caused a stir after inadvertently redrawing the country's border with France. A local history enthusiast was walking in the forest when he noticed the stone marking the boundary between the two countries had moved 2.29 meters, or 7.5 feet. The Belgian farmer, apparently annoyed by the stone in his tractor's path, had moved it inside French territory. Instead of causing an international uproar, the incident has been met with smiles on both sides of the border. Quote, he made Belgium bigger and France smaller. It's not a good idea, said David Laveau, mayor of the bordering Belgian village. That sort of move caused a headache between private landowners, he pointed out, let alone neighboring states. The border between France and what is now Belgium stretches 620 kilometers or 390 miles. It was formally established and signed in 1820 after Napoleon's defeat at Waterloo 5 years earlier. The stone dates back to 1819, when the border was first marked out. I was happy my town was bigger, the Belgian mayor added, but the mayor of the neighboring French village didn't agree. Although we should be able to avoid a new border war, that amused mayor, told Le Foy de Nord. Local Belgian authorities plan to contact the farmer to ask him to return the stone to its original location. If that does not happen, the case could end up at the Belgian Foreign Ministry, which would have to summon a Franco-Belgian border commission, dormant since 1930. Mr. Laveau noted the farmer could also face criminal charges if he failed to comply, but if he shows goodwill, he won't have a problem. We will settle this issue amicably. Unquote.
Cosmic Logic with Jill Goodman, recorded in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.